Biden CPA not rewriting airline emissions rules because it wants tougher UN regulations. By Penny Starr on November 16, 2021. Media reports are attempting to claim that President Joe Biden's administration is allowing the Environmental Protection Agency's EDA, airline emission rules that were put in place during the Trump administration to stand. But buried in the reports is the fact that Biden wants to replace them with much stricter regulations to comply with the United Nations globalist agenda. Biden had directed the EPA to consider whether to rewrite the rules to make them stricter after 12 states and environmental activists complained that the rules don't go far enough. Reuters reported on the development, which will most likely further complicate operations of the already struggling U.S. air travel industry. Instead, the Biden administration said on Monday, it will press for ambitious new international emissions standards at the upcoming round of international negotiations in February at the UN International Civil Aviation Organization, ICAO. Joe Goffman, the acting head of the EPA Air and Radiation Office, told Reuters in an interview Monday that it was important to work with the international community and to move quickly on the next round of emissions talks. We could have really achieved a Pyrrhic victory by tightening the rule and then finding the aviation industry avoided complying by certifying their engines via other governments, Goffman said. The Reuters report included a comment from Liz Jones, an attorney of the Center for Biological Diversity, one of the groups that sued. The Biden administration has taken climate hypocrisy and delay to new heights. The EPA twiddled its thumbs for 9 months before deciding it would rather defend a do-nothing rule than set any meaningful limits on aircraft emissions, Jones said. The state suing said by EPA's own analysis will fail to reduce the emissions of any aircraft and will prompt no action at all by manufacturers to reduce aircraft emissions, Reuters reported. They argue the EPA should have considered that minority and low-income communities are disproportionately located near airports and exposed to greater criteria in hazardous air pollutants from aircraft takeoff and landing emissions, which more stringent greenhouse gas emission standards could have reduced. Goffman said in the Reuters report that rewriting the rule would have been disruptive for our industry. It would have been disruptive for the international process and in the three-dimensional world not gained us anything. It was actually President Barack Obama's administration that crafted the current rules, which were finalized in January after Trump took office. Last week at the UN Climate Summit in Scotland, the U.S. set a goal of achieving net zero greenhouse gas emissions from the U.S. aviation sector by 2050. The White House said in September it wanted to lower aviation emissions by 20% by 2030, as airlines face increasing pressure from environmental groups to lower their carbon footprint. Follow Penny Starr on Twitter or send news tips to star@breitbart.com.